my guest was taken to heaven and given understanding of the hidden meaning of numbers in the Bible. Wait till she tells you the true meaning of 666. Totally different than the best prophecy teachers. Next. Welcome, Holy Spirit. This is your platform. Take over. We yield everything to the glory of God. Glenda Jackson inherited the gifting of her aunt, Maria Woodworth Etter. Miss Etter's signs and wonders echoed the miracles we read in the Bible. Glenda is a recognized international prophet. My favorite miracle that Glenda has shared before, but I insist on it coming again. It's actually my favorite miracle of all time. It got me into more trouble. Was Glenda's father. He was a butcher by day and an evangelist by night. One day, he had a tragedy. He was in his butcher shop and he cut off his forefinger. So he ran to the hospital, asked the doctors, sew it back. But Glenda, the doctor said, we can't do that. I mean, he thought, just take a needle and thread it and sew it back. It was way before we had that technology. And so Glenda was 8 years of age. Yes. She was at that service with her dad. What did you observe?
Well, my dad was not a preacher that just stands behind the pulpit. He was a powerful hellfire and brimstone preacher. And he was excited. The Holy Spirit was in the meeting, so powerful. He hit the pulpit and the finger flew off and a brand new one came right on. And everybody just started.
Well, did you see this with your eyes?
I sure did.
And when it flew off, it hit someone, what happened?
Yes, there was a paraplegic in a wheelchair sitting right in the row outside of it. And the old finger hit him. He was healed immediately, sprung out of the chair.
A paraplegic.
Yes, born that way, and was running. And the house just went crazy in worship for God.
Hey, but guess what? When the finger flew off and healed the paraplegic, what happened to this stub?
Oh, the new finger was there, and God spoke to my dad and said, I've given you the finger of God, like Whoa. My son had, and you're going to be able to know when people come in and they are devil-possessed and what this demon's name is, and you'll be able to cast it out with that finger. And I seen it happen over and over and over.
Glenda, God has shown you what will soon take place in the world and what God's response is. What is that?
The glory of God. The glory of God's going to come into this generation like never before. And it's going to cover the entire world. And God's going to come down. We need to prepare and we need to hunger for it. And it's going to show the King of Glory. And heaven is coming down to earth and the glory of God's going to cover. And we're not going to have to lay hands on people to be healed. They're going to be healed automatically. Into creative miracles are going to happen.
Well, I the way I like to put it, Glenda, is we've seen the devil's best move. Now God is coming up to the plate. Watch out, devil. Now, Glenda, you explained some examples from the resources we're making available about the importance of numbers.
Yes.
Tell us a few.
Well, the Lord showed me the number 19 stands for...
Like COVID-19?
It stands for faith all through the Bible.
And so we need faith when COVID hits.
the Lord showed me he allowed the number 19 to be put right in the middle of COVID so the whole world's faith could be tried. And in the Old Testament, the 19th book is Psalms. And your faith gets built when you read the Psalms. You get so excited, like heaven's coming down. In the New Testament, the 19th book is Hebrews, and we know that's the faith of God, the faith book.
You know, I've often wondered where the Bible says God Himself has every hair on our head numbered.
Yes.
He's got to be conscious of numbers.
Yes, he has a book called Numbers. Our days are numbered.
Tell me about the pastor in Glendale.
God gave me the word of knowledge that he needed a new church. So I told the pastor, I said, God gave me the number for you to go look for the building, and you're going to find it. And I described it the way the Lord showed me in the spirit. And I saw it, and you're going to have parking space. It's going to be on the corner. And I didn't know Glendale, California. And so he went looking. He found the building with the number, and it matched everything.
You gave him the number of the address of the building?
Yes. He found the place. He got so excited when he seen the number. It built his faith. That's what numbers does. It builds your faith in God. It all came to pass.
But the key that Glenda teaches, and I've not heard people teach this way, is the importance of numbers, what numbers mean. Look, God knows you. He has every hair on your head numbered. Glenda was taken to the throne room in heaven and says it's very different than the descriptions that most experience. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Glenda, tell me about the holiest vision you ever had. And I say holy.
When Jesus appeared to me with two angels and told me my calling, there was a altar in front. And they took a coal, angel did, and touched my mouth. And later on in my life, it would come into fullness. I fell on my face, and I was just shaking, terrified at the, I felt such a fear of God, a respect I never had that I felt that day.
You know, as a Jewish believer in Jesus, I see that missing in many churches. And I'm not talking about a fear of God that he's going to hit you over the head. I'm talking about a healthy fear of God. It's reverence. It's respect. It's holiness. He's God.
When I was in the throne room and Jesus said, I'm going to teach you about faith. And first he told me faith means forsaking all, I take him. And I saw angels bringing shields of faith and laying them around the throne. And I said, Lord, what is this? And he said, you tell my people, I'm not praying for anybody to get saved or healed. And I said, I thought that's what you were about. And he said, he showed me his scars. And he said, I already did the work. He said, have you never read what I told Simon? I said, Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat, but I prayed. He said, I didn't pray for the devil to leave him alone. I didn't pray him out of his troubles. He said, I am praying that your faith fail not. He said, tell my people I am here interceding, praying that their faith will not fail. And when I seen the shields brought in, he said, remember, above all, the word says, take the shield of faith with you. And he said, my people are supposed to be anointed by me. They're laying down their shield of faith. And they're going to the world, to any every place they can go to get messages. When they don't, they need to get on their knees and seek me. He said, they need to cry out to me, and I will tell them and guide them and lead them. That's why I gave him the Holy Spirit. He's the teacher, and he leads you into all truth. And above all, take that shield of faith. He said, you cannot. That's what the devil wants. He said, the devil wants to steal and kill and destroy your faith. Tell my people that your faith has is being prayed over continuously by our intercessor, the Lord. And secondly, your faith has been anointed. I have anointed it. And even in the latter days, the days we're in now, he said our faith is going to be greater than it's ever been.
The devil can't get you, because when it's dark, your faith comes alive. When it's light, your faith comes alive. He can't win.
And just like Hebrews 11 and 1, it says, now faith is. The Holy Spirit showed me. He takes that now, because he's a now God. He turns it around, it spells W-O-N. Jesus already won it for us. And every chapter in the Bible, it starts with capital N, capital O, capital W. It's a faith chapter.
You said you learned the five most important words in heaven. What were they?
And it came to pass.
I love that.
The devil hates that. He does everything he can to stop it. But you can't read about Jesus, where Jesus came to fulfill all prophecy, everything in the Bible. Jesus, he didn't come to bring religion. He came to bring intimacy with our Heavenly Father, to bring us down.
And you know, religion has become a placebo for what God wants, and that's for us to have experiential knowledge of him.
Jesus came that we might have life and have more abundance. And that word might means be given the power to receive it. Just like when Paul said, my prayer for Israel is that they might be saved. In other words, they be given the power to receive it.
Now, you said that when this holiness came, you couldn't even lift up your eyes. Explain.
I couldn't. Because there is such a holy, I mean, irreverence that you can't even speak. And I fell on my face, and I was just trembling under. And in heaven, everything is moving. The word is alive. I can't explain it. I said, the wallpaper of heaven is the word. Jesus is the word. Everything moves around the word.
The word is the written word of
Amen.
The living God. The Word was with God. Of course the Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled in a sukkah, in a booth called a body.
Yes.
And the Word's name is the one Messiah of the world, Yeshua. I want you, by faith, just what Glenda was talking about, to repeat this prayer after me, to experience way beyond religion, to experience intimacy with the living God. You must say this out loud. You must believe it to the best of your ability. Repeat out loud after me. Dear God, I have made many mistakes, for which I'm so sorry. I believe the blood of Jesus washes away those mistakes, and I'm clean And now that I'm clean, Jesus, come and live inside of me. I make you my Savior from all the mistakes I've ever made. And I make you my Lord. I want to know you. Not just know about you. I want to know you. Now, Glenda will teach on the hidden meaning of numbers in the Bible, like 666. Didn't forget about that. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call or go online at sidroth.org to get Glenda Jackson's book, Walking in Prophecy, Signs and Wonders. Plus, receive her brand new and exclusive three-part audio CD teaching series. Your days are numbered. The best is yet to come. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9869.
The devil has tried to steal our faith, to kill it. He hates these words more than any words in the Bible. The devil hates, and it came to pass. And he believes more in prophecy than we do because he tries to stop it. God is waiting to have an encounter with you for an it came to pass moment in your life.
With Glenda's book and exclusive audio CD series, you will discover the five most powerful words in the Bible. Survive the coming tribulations as you are reignited by God's fire to live supernaturally. See how lifting up your shield of faith is more critical than ever before. Clearly see God's fingerprints in creation as you learn the prophetic implications of the hidden numbers and ordained times in the Bible. Open up the secret pathway to access God's destiny and purpose for your life. Understand and find peace in the timeless design of the glory realm. See how God is now preparing the church for battle against the evil forces arrayed against you.
Lord, open up revelation unto them such as never before. God, empower to them a fire in them that will never go out, a fire of revival. Let it come upon them, God, and supply. And Lord, I'm asking you right now, stamp them with your image and spend them for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Call or go online at sidroth.org to get Glenda Jackson's book, Walking in Prophecy, Signs and Wonders. Plus, receive her brand new and exclusive three-part audio CD teaching series, Your Days Are Numbered. The best is yet to come. You can't get this anywhere else. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9869. Or you can send your check of $35 to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9869.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Glenda, as a child, God began to teach you about the significance of numbers.
Yes.
Teach a little on that.
Yes. Like the number 13. 13 means sin and to rebel against God.
That's interesting because we think of Friday the 13th, yes, etc. To rebel against God.
And every 13th chapter in the Bible, somebody or something rebels against God. Just like Solomon spent 7 years building the house of God. Seven is not only Jesus's number, but it's the number for glory. Remember, we fell one day short of the glory of God. And so Solomon spent 13 years building his own house, and he put 13 steps to the front door. And his whole life become rebelling against God.
All right, tell me what God has shown you about the number 666 and things that very few Bible prophecies understand.
Yes, on the number 666, the Lord told me, I want you to get a piece of paper. I'm going to show you how the Antichrist is going to work through 666. Now, it's going to be the Roman numerals because they're going to come back under the Roman Empire, and they're going to use the Roman numbers. And he told me, six, when God looks down, when he looks down, it's like he's looking in a mirror, but he sees it right. We're the ones that see it wrong. Well, number six is not man's number. It's Satan's influence on man. Remember, when Adam was created, God knew he was going to fall one day short of glory. He made him on the sixth day because he already had everything planned out. So what is the first six in 666? It's VI in Roman numerals. Right. But remember, when God looks down, it's IV. There is your medical under
the Antichrist.
Christ's spirit. We're living in a generation where IVs are hooked up, even on your pets. And this is a generation that's going to see more of this than any other time. And the next is number 60, which means pride, and the pride of life that it talks about. Now, in Roman numerals, it's LX is 60, but God looks down, and it's reversed, and it's XL. There's your food and your clothes. We're living in a time when when I was growing up, people didn't wear extra large. And you didn't go in a restaurant or drive through and they go, do you want to extra large this? Everything's extra large. And then the last, this really blew me away when God showed me. 600 means warfare. All right, what is 600? It's DC. But you turn it around, it means your banking.
CD.
And your music, entertainment. We didn't have CDs when we were growing up. And the bank even has CDs now. So everything there is what the flesh cannot get by without. Do you see that?
Yes. Now, will the Antichrist be Roman? Will he be Jewish?
No.
Will he be what?
Jewish. And he showed me the blueprint of the Antichrist is based on Solomon. Remember this, Solomon came out of the tribe of Judah. So the Antichrist has to copy everything.
It's a cheap counterfeit of the authentic Yeshua. Jesus came from the tribe of Judah.
And Solomon, everything he did fit. The money he gathered was 666. You can find that in 2 Chronicles.
Because of the shortness of time, Glenda, I want you to look in the camera and I want you to pray that impartation you got from your dad and you got from your aunt, Maria Woodworth Eder. Pray that over our audience.
I want to pray for you right now and impart to you what my great aunt had and my dad. Signs, wonders, and miracles, I impart to you right now. Raise your hands and believe and receive it. It comes from the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive it now in the name of Jesus. Now in the name of Jesus, Almighty God. You know what? I see people in the spirit in their home falling under the power of Almighty God. Amen.